Good morning. There is one additional announcement. You're going to have a special worship service next Sunday. We're going to have some missionaries from Togo, Africa, to be here. They'll be in our worship service, and they'll be speaking. You'll want to be here to be a part of that. I'd like for us to just think for a moment. Can I lead you in just a thought as we gather around here to worship? All over this country, all over this world, Christians are gathering, and they're doing one thing, and that is they're worshiping the Lord. This is a time where we reach our hands and our hearts to one another, and we bond together to worship. Sometimes we forget who we are. We get so tied up in routine and habit that we need to stop a moment and change our thoughts, change where our behavior begins. We tend to think of our own needs, the needs of our family. But as Christians, as ones who follow Jesus, ones who take the name of the Christ upon us and call ourselves Christ ones, we need to be concerned not just about ourselves, not just about our families, not just about our lives, but about changing the world. And we change the world one person at a time. I want to challenge you to start that change now. I don't want you to pray for the world. Don't do it. If you knew some of the people in the world, you wouldn't like them, you wouldn't want to pray for them. Let's be honest. But you know one person. You probably know two or three or four who do not know Jesus as Savior or Lord. That's who I want you to pray for. You know their name. You see them on a regular basis. Maybe you live next door to them. Maybe you live with them. They take your money at the convenience store. They park your car when you go to the hospital in valet parking. They're the nurse that always passes by your room. You know that person. Pray for that person. Pray for that person's life to be changed. We're not talking about their bodies and their ailments. We're talking about souls. We're talking about the transformation and ushering into the kingdom of heaven a living spirit that will live eternally, long after the body that we pray for is dead and gone. That's what I want you to pray for. We're going to be talking about this for the next few weeks. And if you ever want to know the theme of what's happening this week or next week or the next week, that's the theme. I'm going to beat it into you in Jesus' name. Think about that person right now. Would you please? In just a moment, we're going to sing a song. Then we're going to have prayer together. And if you'd like to come here and kneel at these altars, have a time of prayer for your own burden, for that person that you want to pray for, I invite you to do that. And do more than just pray. Get to know that person better. Find out the name of their husband, their wife, their children, their dog, their cat. Find out their birthday, their anniversary. Take them out to dinner. Have them to your house for dinner. Live your life before them in such a way that you will have earned the right. When they want to know why your life is the way it is, you will have earned the right to say it's because of Jesus. If you'd like to stand as we sing, come if you wish, but let's be praying for the lives of people that we know in this community.
So I wait.
loving Father, we come to you united in our desire to see lives transformed. We come to you as your servants. Our hearts are reverent and obedient and submissive. We hear the call of your word that the fields are white unto harvest, and yet the laborers are so few. We thank you for the grace you've shown into our lives. Let us now be the funnels through which that grace flows into the lives of those around us. Let us love these people for whom we are praying. Let us be transformed and changed and humbled by the pain and the hurt in their heart. Let our lives be a lighthouse and a witness to those around us of the power of Jesus Christ. Take the petty concerns and pains and aches of our bodies and have it be transformed into the major heartaches and burdens that are in the lives of those who do not know you. Help transform our lives, change our living in such a way that we become a witness of your power and your grace to all around us. Now for those things that are in our hearts that we cannot put into vocabulary, for the very things that the Spirit groans and utters into the ear of the Father, hear our prayer. Hear our heart's cry as we pray for just a moment in silence. Here we are, Father, your people, eager for all that you have for us, ready for the labors that you place, where you place us, happy for the salvation that you've given us. Bless our lives so that we may be a blessing to those around us, in Jesus' name. Amen.
What have you done? Murder for me on that cross. Accused in absence of wrong. My sin washed away in your blood. Too much to make sense of it all. I know that your love breaks my fall. The scandal of grace. You died in my place, so my soul will live. Oh, to be like you, to give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you, forever the hope in my heart. Death, where is your sting? Your power is as dead as my sin. The cross has taught me to live. And mercy my heart now to sing. The day and its trouble shall come. I know that your strength is enough. The scandal of grace, you died in my place, so my soul will. Oh, to be like you, to give all I have just to know you. Jesus, there's no one beside you, forever the hope of my heart.
And it's all because of you, Jesus, it's all because of you, Jesus, it's all.
Therefore, I urge you, brothers and sisters, in view of God's mercy, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your true and proper worship. In the church today, we seem to think that this is worship, that this is it, even though that isn't what the Bible teaches us. We can often blame the church or music leaders if our worship experience isn't deep enough. We want to get that deep feeling of connection with God, and some of us have come to truly believe that that feeling and song is worship. But the Bible shows us that living your life in obedience is your act of worship. Although singing praises is a part in that worship, how you give of yourself daily, how you treat others, how you give, and how you live in obedience to Christ day in and day out is the main part of worship. When you are living in obedience and pouring out your life and yourself to follow hard after Christ, singing songs of praise in that exhaustion, the pain, the heartache, knowing that God is still good, is where you truly understand the depth of praise and worship. This next song is a reminder of that for me. We were suffering a tremendous amount of loss and grief and pain while following the calling that God had placed on our lives and living in that obedience. And sometimes you can feel a little confused about why you suffer in that obedience, but he never said it would be easy. And it was in that pain, singing out through the tears, "My heart will still choose to say, Lord, blessed be your name," that God took an ordinary song and with no music, nothing fancy, and just the words, and just turned it into something beautiful and a beautiful part of worship.
Take away Religion that God our Father accepts as pure and faultless is this: to look after orphans and widows in their distress, and to keep oneself from being polluted by the world. James 1:27.
Will shine.
to Jesus I surrender, all to Him I freely give. I will ever love and trust Him, in His presence daily live. All to Jesus I surrender, humbly at His feet I bow. Worldly pleasures all forsaken, take me, Jesus, take me now. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. All to Jesus I surrender, make me Savior, holy Thine. Let me feel the Holy Spirit truly know that Thou art mine. All to Jesus I surrender, Lord, I give myself to Thee. Fill me with Thy love and power, let Thy blessing fall on me. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. I surrender all. I surrender all. All to Thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all.
Pray with me. Here, Father, are Your people in love with You, placed in this one piece of clay that wants to exemplify Your love and grace to the world. Strengthen us, we pray, to be Your witnesses. As the book of Acts says, in Jerusalem, here in this city, in Judea, and in this county, and in Samaria, in this state, and even to the uttermost parts of the world. We look to Your power to take our seed and spread it worldwide. In Jesus' name. Amen. There's going to be an informational meeting in just about 15 minutes. We're going to get the kids back in here. There's some snacks in here. You're welcome to take them and then return to your seats as soon as you're seated, or even before you're seated. I'm going to convene the meeting, and we're going to talk about some things that have to do with our church business. We want you to have that time. You are dismissed, and we'll bring the kids in.